Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Psichas in English. Today's chapter from the Rambam's Mishneh Torah is the seventh chapter of Hilchos Edus, the Laws of Testimony. This perek contains seven halachas and continues with the topic of Kiyum Shtareis, the validation of documents, which the Rambam began discussing in the sixth perek. Perek Shvi, the seventh perek, halacha Aleph. Whereas in the sixth perek, the Rambam gave general laws regarding Kiyum Shtareis, that a document must have the signatures validated as to their authenticity, the Rambam in that sixth perek described the requirements of the court, what is valid evidence for them, and different requirements upon the judges regarding the validation of this document. In the present chapter, the Rambam deals more with the actual testimony which is given regarding these signatures. And in the beginning halachas, he tells us that the requirements which we have by other sorts of testimony are loosened somewhat when it comes to this sort of testimony. The testimony necessary to be makayim or validate the document is not as strict as regular testimony. Halacha Aleph. Meid karov al ksav kreve. For example, a relative is allowed to testify regarding the signature of his relative. Ketzad, for example, shtar she'edov Ruvein v'Shimon. A document who the witnesses are Reuven and Shimon. And what is necessary in order to validate the document is to determine whether this is an authentic signature of Reuven and an authentic signature of Shimon. Now the simplest thing to do would be to ask Reuven and Shimon if this is their signature. However, Umesu, both of them died, or Shehalchu l'Medinas Hayom, or they went to a foreign land, and therefore they cannot be brought. So now we must bring witnesses to testify that this is their signature. Who is the witness to verify it? Uba b'nei shel Reuven, v'amar zek sav yadi shel avi. Along came Reuven's son and testified, yes, this is my father's signature. Uba b'nei shel Shimon, v'amar zek sav yadi shel avi. And Shimon's son testifies that this is the signature of my father. Now normally children are invalid to testify regarding their parents. However, in this case, over here they are considered like two kosher witnesses that are not related to those they are testifying about. And therefore, both of them count as one witness for each of the two signatures. Therefore, if along comes a third person and testifies regarding the signatures of Reuven and Shimon, that this is Reuven's signature and this is Shimon's, then the document is automatically validated. Since there are two witnesses on each of the signatures, on Reuven's signature there is Reuven's son and then this third party, and on Shimon's signature there is Shimon's son along with this third party. Therefore, the document is validated. Halacha Beis, and here is another leniency regarding the testimony to validate the signatures. Ve'elu midvarim shenemonim hagdeilim lahayit begodlam masharo bekatnam. This, meaning the validation of documents, is among those things for which an adult is believed to testify about what he saw as a child. Normally, as the Rambam will explain later on in Perek Yudalid, that one must be an adult in order to testify. And not only in order to testify, but the act which was witnessed must also have been witnessed when the witness was an adult. Should he be a child when he saw the act, he is normally not allowed to testify, even if now at the time where his testimony is required, he is an adult. There are certain exceptions, and this, the Rambam tells us, is one. Therefore, Naman Adam Leimer Keshehu Gadol. Therefore, a person is believed to say once he is now an adult, Zeo Ksav Yodo Shel Avi, or Zeo Ksav Yodo Shel Rebbe. This is my father's signature, or this is my teacher's signature, or Zeo Ksav Yodo Shel Achi, or this is my brother's signature, Keshehayisi Makir B'Ksav Yodem Keshehayisi Katan, that I recognize this signature when I was a child. And even though he saw the signature only when he was a child and recognized it then, And he is unable to recognize it now. So when what he saw, for example, his father died when he was a child or something of the sort, nevertheless, he is acceptable as one of the two witnesses to validate the shtar. But who, however, this is only sheyitzdaref imay acher, shemaker ksav yodam kishu godol. That is only when you can join to him as a second witness, someone that recognized these signatures when he himself was an adult. Evidently, the Rambam requires that one of them at least recognize the signature when he was adult. But one of them we could be lenient to rely on what he saw when he was a child. Halacha Gimel. Shtar she'edav Reuven v'Shimon. A document who the witnesses are Reuven and Shimon. Ubo shnayim ve'eidu she'zeh ksav yodl shel Reuven ve'zeh ksav yodl shel Shimon. Along came two people and testified that this is Reuven's signature and this is Shimon's signature. Neskayim ashtar. The document is validated. It is sufficient to have the same witnesses testifying on both signatures. So it will be only two witnesses, but since they both testify on both of the signatures, this is sufficient. We have two on each. Aval im heid zeh ksav yodl shel Reuven, v'sheni heid ksav yodl shel Shimon. If one witness, however, only testifies on Reuven's signature, and the other witness only testifies on Shimon's, lo neskayim ashtar, the document is not validated. L'fi shetzorech shnei eidim ksav kol yad echad mishneihem. Because we need two witnesses on the signature of each one of the two. And over here we only have one witness for each of the two signatures. However, if we have one person testifying as to Reuven's and one testifying as to Shimon's, then ye shlishi may daksav Reuven v'Shimon ke'echad. If we have a third who is testifying as to Reuven's and Shimon's signature, niskayim, then it is valid because we end up having two on each of the two signatures. Halacha dalit. Omar Arishan, if the first witness comes to testify on his own signature, and he says, Zaksav Yodi, that this is my signature, and this is enough, we do not need two other witnesses to validate his signature, he himself says that it's his signature, and therefore it's sufficient. And him, together with another person, testify regarding the second signature. For example, Reuven and Shimon are the witnesses on the document. So Reuven says that it is his signature. And then Reuven and Levi say that they recognize Shimon's signature. Loinis Kayim. Although this seems to be sufficient, it is an improper validation. It seems that we have two witnesses on Shimon's signature, and we have Reuven's own signature on the first. So what more do we need? It is no good, Lefisha Nimsa Shleishis Revoy Hamomen Shebeshtar Toli Be'edus Ha'echod. Because 3/4 of the money spoken about in this document depends on the witness of one person. Because half of the document, meaning one of the witnesses, was validated by simply this first witness himself. And the second half, the second witness, was validated half by one witness and half by the other. So therefore, this one person, Reuven, had one half for his, and a half of the second half, a total of 3/4. And as the commentaries explain, since it says in the Chumash, Al-Pi Shnayim Edim, Yokum Dover, that we must have two witnesses to establish something, it means that the two witnesses must have equal bearing. And over here, one of the two is more responsible than the other. That Reuven's part of the Kiyum is more than Levi's part of the Kiyum, because Levi only has 1/4, therefore the document is not validated. And furthermore, the Kainim Heid Ochi Void Bneshal Rishain im Acharak Savya Deyasheni. And so too, if it was not Reuven that testified himself on the second signature, but it was Reuven's brother or son who testified on the second signature. In other words, Reuven himself validated his own signature. And Shimon's signature was validated by Levi and by Reuven's brother or by Reuven's child. Even in this case, Leineskayim, it is still not validated. What's missing over here? We have Shimon's signature is validated by two witnesses, and Reuven is being validated by him himself. And we do not invalidate the second witness who is related to Reuven, as we mentioned in the beginning of this paddock. Why here is it invalid? Shahari Shleishis Ravoya Momentoli Ba'edus HaKrevim. Because 3/4 of the money is dependent on the testimony of relatives. Although a relative is allowed to testify, over here we cannot have more than half of the testimony coming from people that are related. Therefore, Reuven and his brother are counting for 3/4, and therefore their testimony, the kiyum, is invalid. Halacha hei. Shnayim shechzu min al hashtar umeis echon mehem. Two people signed a document and one of them died. Let's say Reuven and Shimon signed the document and Shimon died. Tzorech shnei edim lahoid al ksav yodeh shel meis. We need two witnesses to testify, as in any other case, on the signature of the dead person, the signature of Shimon. Let's say v'im loy nimsa ela eid echod im zeho eid achai. Let's say we can only find one witness together with the living witness. In other words, Shimon is dead. We have Reuven, who certainly recognizes not only his signature, but he recognizes Shimon's signature as well. And we have another witness who recognizes Shimon's signature. Let's call him Levi. So, if you would want to take Reuven to validate his signature, and then Reuven and Levi to validate Shimon's signature, you're going to run into the problem we mentioned at the beginning of Halacha Dalit, that three-quarters of the money is going to be taken out based on the testimony of Reuven. One for his own signature, that's one half, and then a quarter because he is joining to validate Shimon's signature. So what can you do? So the Rambam has a piece of advice for you. Roughly what the Rambam advises you is that Reuven should write his signature on something else. And we should use Reuven only to validate Shimon's signature. And we will find another two witnesses from somewhere to validate Reuven's. How can they do that? Reuven will sign in front of them. And then they will be able to take that signature which Reuven has now signed and to bring it in front of this shtab. And they will be able to testify to Reuven's signature. Then Reuven will join Levi to validate Shimon and everything will be fine. Case of chsimas yodeh bifnei edim. First of all, Reuven must sign his name in front of witnesses, and he can do it afilu al acheres, even on pottery, which normally cannot be used as a valid document because it's easy to forge. One could make an erasure and write over it without it being recognized, but he is allowed to write it even on cheres. Umashlicha bebezdin. And he throws it into Bezdin, and the court compares the signatures until it is validated that this is the signature of Reuven. Until the Bezdin determines this is his signature. And he will not have to testify that this is his handwriting. In other words, Reuven's signature is being validated even without him. He won't have to say anything. And then, once his signature is validated, and then he, together with this other person, Levi, can testify as to Shimon's signature. And then, you can validate his signature, not in front of him, or as the Ksav Yateman has it, without him actually saying anything. In other words, without Reuven actually saying anything about his own signature, the whole document will be validated and he will not have more than half of a share in validating the document. Halacha Vav. In order to understand this halacha, we must review two principles that we learned previously. One is that we have a principle of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, that when somebody is a witness in a case, he can thereafter not become a judge on the same case. However, as the Rambam mentioned previously in Perakei, this applies only to cases where testimony is required by Torah law, Midiraisa. If the testimony is only required Midirabonin by rabbinic law, then one does not, then Eid Yenasa Dayan, and a witness is thereafter allowed to become a judge. A second law we need to review is that the Ishur, the validation which is done by the three judges, the validating Kiyum must be done in front of three judges, and all three must be able to be Makayim the Shtar simultaneously. There must be three, all of whom are hearing the witness, the testimony, and being Makayim the document at the same time. Halacha Vav. Shleisha Sheyoshvu Lakayim Es Ashtar. Three judges are sitting down to be Makayim Ashtar, to validate this document. Shnayim mehem makirin chsimas yideha edim, ve'achad eina makir. Two of them recognize the signatures, and one of them does not. So we have two judges who recognize it, one does not. So we have enough testimony here. We have two witnesses recognizing both sets of signatures. What is lacking now are not witnesses. What is lacking now is a bezdin. We need three judges in order to be makayim neshtar. So what do we do over here? If these two sign a kiyum on the shtar, they are thereafter not allowed to join the third one to them, because all three must be in a position where they are capable of being Mekayim the Shtar at the same time. And this third one cannot be Mekayim this document because he doesn't know if it's the signatures or not. Therefore, what do? These two should become witnesses. And these two should testify in front of the third that these are the signatures. Then, since it's midrabbanan, aid nasa dayan, the two witnesses can then become judges, and the third one already knows it's the signatures because he heard from the first two witnesses. And then they can be makayim. So if it's actually chosmu, if it's the two that do recognize the signature, have not yet signed the kiyum, me'idim b'fanav, they testify in front of the third one that it's the signatures v'chaisim. And then the third one signs together with them, all three together. Sheha'edim nasim dayonim b'dover shehu medivreim k'mo shebiyadnu. Because witnesses are able to act later on as judges if the testimony is only required by rabbinic law, as we explained earlier. But if it's after they already signed, after these two have already signed the document as to its kiyum, then ein me'idim b'fon of b'chesem. It is impossible. They are not allowed to testify in front of the third and then have the third one add his signature to their two. Because at the time that they signed, at that time the only ones that recognized the signature were those two at the time of their kiyum. And we cannot validate a document until all three simultaneously recognize the signatures, or until the witnesses testify as to the validity of the signatures in front of each of them. So since at this time the two of them signed the kiyum of the shtar, but there was not a bezdin, there were not three simultaneously, since their two signatures on the kiyum were not valid because there was not a bezdin at the time. Should we find later on a third to be makayim, it is not valid. All three must see simultaneously. Now the final halacha of the perek, halacha zayin. To review some principles to help us understand this halacha, should the witnesses be unavailable to validate their own signatures and testify that it is truly their signatures, and we have no one else that recognizes them, there are other ways we can also validate the signatures. For example, we could take other documents on fields which we already know are valid because the owners have been sitting on the field for more than 3 years, therefore we assume that the signatures are valid, and compare. If we find these same witnesses having signed on other documents, we can compare their signatures there with the signatures over here. And certainly, if there was a document, Shakara Olav Irur, that somebody had complained that it was a false document, and afterwards the court investigated the case and found that it was a solid document, it was valid. In such a case, the document certainly has full validity, and one could use that document alone to validate the shtar, as the Rambam mentioned earlier in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. In this halacha, the Rambam will tell us what happens if we could validate this document using some other source, another shtar. However, we have witnesses that say that these first witnesses that signed on the document, with the signatures we are interested in, true, it's their signatures, but they were invalid for some reason. Shnayim shayuchsumin al hashtar v'mesu. Two witnesses who signed on the document and then died. So clearly they are unable to testify as to the validity of their signatures. Ubo shnayim va'omru, and along come two other witnesses and say, k'sav yodim huzeh, that this is their signature, but there's another problem here. Aval anusim hayu, they were forced to sign. In other words, not this really didn't happen. They signed, but they were forced to do so. Or k'tanim hayu, they were minors when they signed, and therefore invalid to act as witnesses. Or p'sule edus hayu, or they were in some other way invalid to testify. They were considered the Rashoyim, they were wicked or something of the sort to invalidate them. So in other words, they're saying that the signature is valid, but they themselves are invalid witnesses. In such a case, afal pi sheyesham edim acherim shezek sav yodim. Even if we have other witnesses that this is their signature, and these other witnesses do not say anything about them being minors. Oishayuk sav yodim yeitim mishtar acher. Or if their signature can already be proved from another document, and such a document shakara olav irur v'hulchzik bebezdin, and a document which has already been challenged in court, and the court has nevertheless validated it, which, as we mentioned earlier, is sufficient to validate this document from that document. Nevertheless, although we have independent verification of the validity of this document, harezel leinaskayim, we still cannot validate this document. Elamaidin ashnayim shebeshtar kenegan ashnayim sheidu aleim shem psulim. but we have testified. In other words, we consider as if the two which have testified in the shtar are testifying against the two that are declaring them invalid. Because the two which have signed in the shtar, they clearly are saying that they were valid to testify. The other two are coming now and saying that they were minors or they were forced or something of the sort at the time. So it's like there's two against two. And therefore, in any case of hakhasha, where there are two witnesses contradicting another two witnesses, we keep the status quo. And therefore, ve'ein gavin bay klum, we cannot collect anything whatsoever using this document. Although we have not clearly established that it is invalid, nevertheless, since there is a disagreement about it, we cannot change the status quo and take money away from anyone. Thank you for tuning into Rambam and the Line of Project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor a parak, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 778-5436. And please join us tomorrow for parak Shmini.